A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 10th of December, 2014. The birthday of Emily Dickinson, Amherst, Massachusetts, 1830, spent a number of years of her adult life in her corner bedroom in her father's house in Amherst, with a writing table, a dresser, a Franklin stove, a clock, a ruby decanter, and pictures of George Eliot, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and Thomas Carlyle on the wall. In the year 1862 alone, she wrote 366 poems, about one per day. She'd been outgoing in her younger years, was reclusive later on. Some scholars have thought she was nursing a broken heart. Others thought she was a closeted lesbian. Still others think she suffered from seasonal affect disorder. One biographer said she may have suffered from epilepsy. It's the birthday of Melville Dewey, born Adams Center, New York, 1851, who gave us the Dewey Decimal System, still used in many libraries today. It was on this day, 1884, Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was first published. He started out to write a sequel to The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but gave up on that and decided to write in the voice of Huckleberry Finn in dialect, a book that opens with the line, "You don't know about me without you have read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but that ain't no matter." It was Ernest Hemingway who said all modern literature comes from one book by Mark Twain, and he was referring to Huckleberry Finn. It was on this day, 1906, Theodore Roosevelt became the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize for having helped to broker a peace agreement between Russia and Japan the previous year. It's the birthday of Carolyn Kaiser, born Spokane, 1925. And it's the birthday of the poet Thomas Lux, born Northampton, Massachusetts, 1946, author of poems with titles like Commercial Leech Farming Today, Traveling Exhibition of Torture Instruments, The Oxymoron Sisters, and Walt Whitman's Brain Dropped on Laboratory Floor. Thomas Lux, who describes contemporary American poetry as burgeoning, chaotic, healthy, squawking, boisterous, fractious, inclusive. Here's a poem for today by W.H. Auden, Carry Her Over the Water. Carry her over the water and set her down under the tree, where the culver's white all day and all night, and the winds from every quarter sing agreeably, agreeably, agreeably of love. Put a gold ring on her finger and press her close to your heart, while the fish in the lake their snapshots take, and the frog, that sanguine singer, sings agreeably, agreeably, agreeably of love. The streets shall all flock to your marriage, the houses turn round to look, the tables and chairs say suitable prayers, and the horses, drawing your carriage, sing agreeably, agreeably, agreeably of love. W.H. Auden's poem Carry Her Over the Water, from his collected poems published by Vintage and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.